主里，亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是信心的考验，经文出自创世纪第22:1-14。现在让我们全虔诚的心一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
Brothers and sisters,
当我们来到神面前的时候，
when we come to God's presence,
我们要颂赞他的名。
We need to bless the name of God,
因为他的名是大有能力的名。
For His name is mighty in power,
他的名是超乎万名之上的名。
He is the name that is above all names,
一切呼求他名的人，
all those who call upon Him,
必要得救。
They shall be saved.
下一首诗歌。
And next hymn.
第六十四
Number 64.
Oh,
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的主非常的美丽
Our Lord is so beautiful
他非常的可靠
And he is trustworthy
真使我们失望
And men fail us
主永远不使我们失望
But the Lord never disappoints us
他是可信可靠的主
He is trustworthy, he is dependable
下一首诗歌
And let's sing another hymn. It's number hymn 62. Brothers and sisters, please remain standing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
We thank you in the name of Jesus.
你保守我们平安过了一个礼拜。
Thank you for keeping us safe for another week.
今天你领我们回到你的家。
Today you have brought us back into your house.
使得我们可以敬拜在你的宝座前。
So that we can worship before your throne.
我们存着敬畏的心。
And for this our hearts stand in awe.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Lord, make your presence known to us.
使得我们因你的同在喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy may be complete because of your presence.
说今天来到您恩座前的每一位。
Lord, may everyone who come to your throne of grace.
求主都向我们说话。
You speak to our hearts.
赐恩典给我们。
Bestow grace upon us.
我们今天非常的喜乐。
Today we're exceedingly joyful.
因为是主耶稣基督复活得胜的日子。
Today is the day we celebrate the resurrection and the triumph of Christ.
主耶稣不单替我们死。
Christ not only died on our behalf.
他更是为我们复活。
He further rose from the dead.
他战胜了死亡。
And he has conquered death.
他为我们带来了永生的盼望。
And he has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
因主活着。
Because Jesus Christ lives.
生活就有意义。
Life become meaningful.
因主活着。
Because Jesus lives.
工作就有力量。
We have the strength to work.
主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
求你天天感动我们。
May you move us every day.
让我们知道你与我们同在。
Let us know that you are with us.
求你天天提醒我们。
And may you remind us every day.
使得我们与你亲近。
So that we may draw closer to you.
与主同行。
And to walk alongside with God.
依靠主的能力。
And to depend on the power of God.
依靠圣灵的能力。
And to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
遵行真理。
And to keep the word.
结出真理的果子。
And to bear the fruits of the truth.
在生活中荣耀神。
And to glorify God in our daily living.
愿我们遵行你的旨意。
And may we obey your will.
做成你的工作。
And to do your will.
主啊，今天来到您恩座前的每一位，
我们 everyone who come to the throne of grace，
他们有不同的需要，
they come with different kind of needs，
求主照着个人的需要帮助个人，
please minister to their need accordingly，
有软弱的求主刚强，
and may you strengthen those who are weak，
有疾病的求主医治，
may you heal those who are sick，
有需要的求主供给，
and for those who are in need provide for them，
不知道前途如何，求主指明方向。
Those who are wandering up and down the crossroad, show them the way.
主啊，无论我们的需要是什么
，Lord, whatever our needs may be,
你都能帮助我们。
You can help us.
让我们坚定地依靠你。
And may we hold on to you securely.
你的恩够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
主啊，求你建立这个教会。
Lord, may you establish your church here.
将得救的人数加给我们。
And add unto us the number of saved.
将聚会的人数加给我们
，and add to us the number of attendants。
求主使到凡来的人都能够从主的话语有所得着。
May everyone who come here will receive abundance blessing from your word，
以致我们的生命长进
，so that our life will grow，
更像基督
，and we can be more and more like Christ，
服侍基督
，and serve Christ，
荣耀父神
，and glorify God the Father，
使圣灵高兴
，and to make the Holy Spirit happy。
主啊，愿我们成为时代的光
，Lord， may we be the light to this generation，
成为真理的声音
，and may we be the voice of your truth。
放发基督的香气
，and to give out the fragrance, the aroma of Christ.
愿你的名在这里得着一切的荣耀
，and may your name be glorified here.
你的真理在这里被传扬
，your truth be proclaimed from here.
你的百姓在这里更深的证实你
，your people will know you in the deeper way here.
谢谢主的恩典
，thank you God for your grace.
我们将今天的聚会交托给你
，Lord, entrust the worship service into your hands.
求主预备我们的心
，may the Lord prepare our hearts.
来听你的话语
，to hearken unto your voice.
来领受圣餐
and to partake the Lord's Supper，
来与主亲近
and to draw closer to God，
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord，
Amen，
Amen。
Thank you.
兄姐妹，今天我要跟大家分享的信息是信心的考验。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of today's message is the test of faith.
我们从五个方面思想刚才所读的经文，《创世纪》二十二章一到十四节。
We'll look at the passage from five different perspectives, Genesis 22, 1 to 14.
第一，神考验亚伯拉罕的目的。
First,The purpose of God's test of Abraham.
很多时候我们对神说，神啊，我爱你。
Many times we say to God, Lord, I love you.
神啊，我信靠你。
Lord, I trust in you.
我们这样说的时候，神就试验我们。
When we say this, God tests us.
神试验人至少有四个目的。
When God tests a person, he has At least four purposes.
第一，神试验，我要将使命托付他。
God tests a person in order to entrust the person.
神的托付越重大，考验越严峻。
The greater the entrustment, the heavier the test.
第二，神试验，我要赏赐人。
Second, when God tests a person, he does it to reward people.Reward him.
从来没有一个赏赐不经过考验。
There's no reward that doesn't come through testing.
若没有经过考验就赏赐，那是不公平的。
Without a test and giving reward is not fair.
如果没有经过考验就赏赐，那个赏赐可能是没有价值的。
A reward without a test probably is not as expensive.
但如果你在考验中被验中了
，But if you have met the test in the test，
神又赏赐给你
，And then God rewards you，
那是非常尊贵、令人羡慕的事。
That is very noble. It's admirable.
第三，神试验为让我们看见自己。
Thirdly, when God tests you, He enables you to see yourself.
很多时候我们以为自己很坚强，能胜过试探。
Many times we think that we are very strong, we can overcome temptation.
我们以为自己很能干，能够承受很大的压力。
We think that we are very capable to bear big pressure.
其实我们很软弱。
In fact, we are very weak.
我们不可靠。
We're not dependable.
我们不能走很远。
We cannot go very far.
所以当我们在考验中失败的时候，
So when we fail in testing,
我们就谦卑，就认识自己。
We become humble and we know ourselves better.
神考验人的第四个目的是叫我们能够更多的认识他。
The fourth purpose of God testing people is so that we might know him more.
经过考验以后，你知道神向我们怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
After you have experienced the test, you know that The thoughts of God when He tests us is a good thought.
他不是要毁坏我们，乃是要建立我们。
He tests us not to destroy us, but to build us.
他不是要绊倒我们，乃是要使我们站立起来。
He doesn't want us to stumble. He wants us to be able to stand firm.
他不是要拿去我们的东西。
He's not taking away our things.
乃是要将更美、更好的赏给我们。
But He will reward us with what is better and more beautiful.
弟兄姐妹。如果你落在神的试验当中
Brothers and sisters, if we have fallen into the test of God,
你就记得这四个方面。
Then please remember these four different aspects of purpose.
现在我们讲信息的第二方面。
Now let's look at the second point of the message.
亚伯拉罕在什么事上受神的考验呢？
In what things did Abraham receive God's test?
回答在亚伯拉罕认为最宝贵的事情上。
The answer is God tests him in things that is most valuable to him.
亚伯拉罕是一个非常富有的人。
Abraham is a very wealthy man.
但是他的信心没有在财富上受试验。
But his faith was not tested in his wealth.
亚伯拉罕是一个身体非常健康的人。
Abraham was a man of good health.
但是亚伯拉罕没有他的信心，没有在健康上面受试验。
But his faith was not tested in his health.
亚伯拉罕是一个享有很好名声的人。
Abraham is a man who enjoyed good fame.
但是他的信心没有在他的名声上面受考验。
That his faith was not tested in his fame.
亚伯兰最爱的是他的儿子以撒。
Abraham, what he loved the most was his son Isaac.
所以他在儿子的事上受了考验。
So he was tested in things concerning his son.
神对亚伯拉罕说
，God said to Abraham，
带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子
，Take your son， that is your only begotten son，
你所爱的以撒
，the Isaac you love，
往摩利亚地去
，and go to the land of Moriah，
在我要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭
，offer him up as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you。
这里亚伯拉罕受的考验是这样。
This is the test that Abraham met.
亚伯拉罕，你真的相信我给你的应许吗
？Abraham, do you truly believe in my promise?
你相信将来有众多的子孙从以撒而出吗
？Do you believe that in the future, numerous descendants will come out of Isaac?
请你将你的以撒给我。
Give me your Isaac.
弟兄姐妹，神的这个要求极具挑战性。
Brothers and sisters, the request of God is very challenging.
因为在这个时候，亚撒还以撒没有结婚，也没有生孩子。
For at this point, Isaac had not got married, and he did not have any child.
亚伯兰如果将他的儿子当作祭物献上，那他的子孙后代就绝的盼望就绝了。
If Abraham offered up Isaac.As a burnt offering, then the hope of having descendant is ended.
另外，神考验亚伯拉罕的时候，没有告诉他的整个计划、整个来龙去脉。
Besides, when God tested Abraham, God did not reveal to Abraham his entire plan.
神没有给他任何理由为什么要这样做。
God did not give him any reason why he wanted to test him.
神没有告诉他，你到那里去，我会给你预备个羊羔。
God did not tell him, when you arrive, I will provide a lamb for you.
神没有说，不怕，亚伯拉，你就去到那里，然后当你要动手的时候，我的天使就呼叫你的名。
God did not say to Abraham, don't be afraid, when you arrive there, and when you lift up your knife,My angels will call upon you.
然后你就举目观看，哎呀，有一个羊羔已经在那里预备好。
And then you will lift up, and there will be a ram that is fully prepared.
没有，神没有给任何的解释。
No, God did not give any explanation.
神只发出一个命令，没有解释。
God only gave a command without explanation.
亚伯拉罕就欣然的顺服主。
And Abraham went out joyfully.
亚伯兰的顺服表明他对神全然的相信。
His obedience showed that he was completely trusting.
现在我们看信息的第三方面。
Now let's look at the third aspects of the message.
亚伯兰在考验中的表现。
Abraham's performance in testing.
第一，他顺服神。
First, he obeyed God.
他没有问神说：“神啊，为什么呢？”
He did not ask God why.
这儿子是我等候多年才得到的呀。
The son that I have waited for many years.
他是我心中所爱的。
He is beloved in my heart.
我的盼望、我的寄托都在他的身上。
My hope and my futures are all in him.
他是我的喜乐，他是我的骄傲。
He's my joy, my pride.
他是我生命中的生命。
He is life of my life.
弟兄姐妹，如果有人要质疑神，为什么亚伯拉罕可能是最有资格的
？Brothers and sisters, if anyone could question God, then Abraham had the qualification to do so.
但是他没有质问神。
But he did not question God.
相反的，他选择顺服，神说什么我就照着做。
On the contrary, he chose to obey whatever God said. I would do it.
他相信神可以给我，神也可以取回。
He believed that God could give it to me, he could also take it away.
就像信心伟人约伯一样。
It is just like the man of faith, Job.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
God gives, God takes away. The name of the Lord be praised.
第二，亚伯拉罕顺服的考验当中，他运用智慧。
Second, when Abraham was being tested, he used wisdom.
他做该做的，也避免 不该做的。
He did what he need to do, and he avoided not to do what he doesn't have to do.
该做的是他清晨就起来。
What he needed to do is to rise up early.
他劈了柴，预备驴子跟路上的需要。
He prepared the wood, and he also brought the donkeys and all the necessities.
然后带着儿子跟两个仆人到神指示他的地方去。
So he took his son and the two servants as they go to the place where God told him to go.
那他避免不做什么事？
What are the things he avoided?
回答是，他没有将神的命令和自己的决定告诉任何人。
The answer is he did not tell anyone God's command and his decision.
他没有告诉妻子撒拉。
He did not tell his wife Sarah.
他没有告诉他的仆人。
He did not tell his servant.
他没有告诉儿子。
He did not tell his son.
如果他告诉其中这一个人，今天我们就没有这个信息跟你们分享了。
If he told any one of the persons that we mentioned today, we won't have this message to share with you.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候在完成神托付的使命上，不告诉人是智慧的表现之一。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes.In executing the will of God, to not tell people is one of the expressions of wisdom.
尼希米这样说。
Nehemiah said,
除了我的驴子，没有一个人知道我在做什么。
Apart from my donkey, no one knows what I was doing.
他就在那么短的时间里面修建好耶路撒冷的城墙跟圣殿。
As a result of his wisdom, he was able to.Rebuild the wall of Jerusalem in such a short time.
第三，亚伯拉罕发凭信心发出预言。
Thirdly, Abraham gave a prophecy by faith.
他们走了三天的路程。
They journeyed for 3 days.
亚伯拉罕远远地看到神所指示的那个地方。
And Abraham saw the place that God showed him in a long distance.
他就对他的仆人说。
He said to his servant.
你们跟驴子在这里等候。
You and the servant wait here.
我跟我的儿子到那边去敬拜耶和华。
Me and my son will go there to worship God.
我们去了以后就回来，回到你们这里来。
We'll go and we'll return to you.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这是一句非常有信心的话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know that this is a statement of great faith?
他不是说我们一起去，找我一个人回来。
He did not say.We'll go together, I'll return alone.
在希伯来的圣经非常的明显，这个动词都是我们双数，我们双数。
In the Hebrew language, the verb is very, very pointed. It is we, us, it's plural.
你问亚伯拉明明知道自己要去做什么，为什么还说我们一定两个人一起回来？
He said Abraham knew clearly what he was doing.Why did he say we will return?
答案在希伯来书十一章十九节。
The answer is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 19.
因为亚伯拉罕相信神能够叫他的儿子从死里复活。
Abraham believed that God could raise his son from the dead.
亚伯拉罕的信心是这样。
This is the faith of Abraham.
我如果把儿子当作祭物献给神。
If I give my son to God as an offering,
神仍然能够叫他从死里复活。
God still could raise him from the dead.
等一下，我必定和我的儿子两个人平安地回到这个地方。
Later, I will definitely be able to return to this place with my son in peace.
弟兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕的信心就是大到这样的程度。
Brothers and sisters, the faith of Abraham reached such an extent.
他相信神给他的应许。
He believed the promise God has given him.
因为神说，将来从这个以撒的这个人身上要生出的子孙，像天上的星、海边的沙那样多。
For God said that from Isaac will come out descendants as numerous as the stars of the heaven, the sands of the shore.
他知道我儿子还没结婚。
He knew that his son had not yet married.
还没有生孩子。
Had not yet had children.
他不会死。
He knew that he would not die.
第四，我们再看到亚伯拉罕发出另外一个信心的预言。
Fourthly, we see that Abraham predicted again.
他说亚伯拉罕就把献燔祭的柴从驴的身上，然后放在他儿子以撒的身上。
The Bible said that Abraham took the word from the donkey and lay it on his son.
在路上的时候，以撒说：“爸爸，柴有了，火也有了，献祭的羊羔在哪里？”
On the way, the son asked the father, "Father, we have the wood, we have the fire, we have the knife. Where is the sacrifice?"
亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必预备自己做燔祭的羊羔。”
Abraham said, "My son, God will prepare for Himself a lamb for sacrifice."
弟兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
Brothers and sisters, Abraham was referred to as the father of faith.
他的确非常有信心。
He was indeed a man of faith.
他的信心是前人所没有的。
His faith was unparalleled.
他说前人没有说过的话。
He said things no one else had said before.
他看见前人没有看见的。
He saw what people in the past never saw.
所以他也发出前人没有他也做出前人没有做过的事情。
Also, he therefore had done things that no one else had done.
愿我们在考验中学亚伯拉罕。
Let's learn from Abraham in trials.
第一要顺服。
First, obey.
第二要运用智慧。
Second, to use wisdom.
第三要信靠神。
Third, to trust in God.
神不会叫你失望。
God will not let you down.
神一定会供应你。
He will surely provide for you.
神叫你去做事，他必定供应你。
Whatever God asks you to do, He will provide.
现在我们讲信息的第四个方面。
Now let's look at the fourth aspects of the message.
就是亚伯拉罕顺服神的结果。
That is the consequence of his obedience.
有五个方面。
There are five different points.
第一，天使向他显现，呼叫他。
First, the angel appeared to him and called upon him.
圣经写了一句惊天动地的话。
The Bible made a statement that shocks heaven and earth.
他说，当亚伯拉罕伸手拿刀要杀他儿子的时候
，It said when Abraham reached out his hand to the knife.To kill his son.
神的使者就从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕。
The angel of the Lord cried out to Abraham from heaven.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这是千钧一发的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very breathtaking moment.
这经文叫人读了惊心动魄。
This verse of scripture, when you read it, your heart is frozen.
但是这句话让我们看到亚伯拉罕的顺服是真实的。
But this statement also showed that the faith of Abraham was real.
亚伯拉罕的顺服来不得半点的虚伪或假装。
The obedience of Abraham could not be pretend.
亚伯拉罕的顺服必须付上极高的代价。
The obedience of Abraham must pay the highest price.
这样的顺服产生什么结果呢
？What is the result of such an obedience？
回答：神的使者向他显现说话。
The answer is the angel of the Lord appeared to him and spoke to him。
成长，神的使者一直在关注着亚伯拉罕的一举一动。
Obviously, the angel of the Lord was observing every act of Abraham's。
就在那千钧一发的时候，天使拨开云彩。
And then.Breathtaking moment, the angel of the Lord peeled the clouds of the sky.
两次叫他的名字亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕
and call his name twice, Abraham, Abraham.
接着天使说，你不可伤害这个童子。
Next, the angel say, "Do not harm this little boy."
我知道你敬畏神。
I know that you fear God.
你没有留下自己所爱的儿子不给我。
You have not kept your beloved son for not giving to me.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候有人问一个问题：天使什么时候向我显现呢？我很想看到天使。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes people ask a question: When will the angel appear to me? I really love to be able to see the angel.
我跟你说，你顺服到这个地步，天使一定向你显现说话。
Let me tell you, if you obey God to the extent of Abraham, God, the angels will appear to him and appear to you and speak to you.
但以理的三个朋友也是这个样子。
Saul is Daniel's three friends.
当他们被丢在这个火窑里面的时候，荣耀的神子就出现与他们同在。
When they were thrown into the furnace of fire, the Son of Man appeared.
当但以理自己被丢在狮子坑里面的时候，天使就出现。
When Daniel himself was thrown into the lion's den, the angels also appeared.
天使封住狮子的口。
And the angels closed the mouth of the lions.
亚伯拉罕顺服还有第二个结果。
Abraham's obedience has a second result.
就是他经历了神奇妙的预备。
That is that he experienced the wonderful provisions of God.
圣经说亚伯拉罕举目观看。
The Bible says Abraham lifted up his eyes and see.
不料有一只山羊，两个脚扣在周密的树梁这个小树上。
He saw a ram, its horns was hooked on, the bushes.
在没有彻底顺服之前，亚伯拉罕什么也没有发现。
Before Abraham completely obeyed God, he did not see anything.
等到他完全顺服的时候，他才听到天使的声音，他才看到神的预备。
Until he completely obey God, then he heard the voice of the angels and saw the provisions of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天与神交往也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, our experience of having fellowship with God is likewise.
你没有看见，不等于神没有预备。
When you don't see anything, it doesn't mean God hasn't provided.
其实神早已预备好了。
In fact, God already provided.
他不但是不是等到亚伯拉罕这个经历以后才称他为耶和华以勒，他一直都是耶和华以勒。
God did not call himself Jehovah has provided. Up to this experience of Abraham, he always was God who has provided.
耶和华永远是我们的供应者。
Jehovah is always our provider.
大卫说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
King David said, "Jehovah is my shepherd; I shall not want."
顺服的第三个结果是亚伯拉罕在山上经历了最美的敬拜。
The third result of obedience is that Abraham experienced the most beautiful worship on the mountain.
圣经说亚伯拉罕走过去取下那只公羊。
The Bible said that Abraham walked up there to take down the ram,
把公羊献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
Offer the ram up as a burnt offering in place of his son.
弟兄姐妹，你能够感受到亚伯拉罕心中的激动吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you feel the excitement in the hearts of Abraham?
你能够感受到他心中无限的感恩吗？
Can you feel his gratitude that is in his heart.
在天使没有显现呼叫他之前，他百感交集。
Before the angels appeared to him and told him the things, his heart was very, very anxious.
他的心情沉重到了极点。
His heart was heavy to the extreme.
他的思想挣扎得厉害。
His thought was struggling.
他的手在发抖。
His hand was shivering.
他的眼睛闭起来，不敢看。
And he closed his eyes, dare not to see.
但是现在他大步地走过去。
Now he walked up there in big steps.
他把这个公羊取下来。
He took down the ram.
献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
And offered up as a burnt offering in place of his son.
你说亚伯拉罕的心情是多么的欢欣。
You see that the heart of Abraham was so rejoicing.
他的感恩是多么的真切。
His gratitude was so real.
他以前曾经献祭给耶和华。
He used to offer up sacrifice to God.
但是他从未经历到这么有意义的献祭给神。
But he never experienced such meaningful offering to God.
看着他身边的以撒。
Look at the Isaac beside him.
看着在他手中在祭坛上的羊羔。
Look at the lamb that he offered up on the altar.
看着烧祭物的烟向天空升起。
And he saw the smokes of the offering ascended to heaven.
闻到祭物馨香的气味。
And he smelled the fragrance of the sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕的眼泪 一直的往下流。
Abraham's tear streamed down.
他在那里经历了最美丽、最真诚的敬拜。
There he experienced the most beautiful, the most sincere worship.
第四，亚伯拉罕顺服，得到了极其丰盛的应许。
Fourthly, Abraham's obedience gains great promises from God.
亚伯拉罕的顺服感动了神。
The obedience of Abraham moved the hearts of God.
神就给他空前绝后的应许。
God gave him a promise that is never happened and never will happen.
我们看这个墙壁，看神怎么说。神说：“论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。”
Let's look at the word of God. What it says, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and as the sands that is on the seashore.
你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Your offspring shall possess the gates of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.Because you have obeyed my voice.
这里我要请大家留意后裔这个字。
I want you to pay attention on the offspring.
因为保罗在加拉太书三章十六节解释了这个字。
In the book of Galatians 3:16, the Apostle Paul explained the word offspring.
保罗说后裔这个字不是一个复数字，不是指的众子孙，乃是个单数字，是指这个特别的一位，他就是基督耶稣。
The Apostle Paul said the word offspring is not in the plural, it is in the singular. So it is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，神给亚伯拉罕这个应许也是一个惊天动地的应许。
So, brothers and sisters, the promise that God gave to Abraham is also a wonderful promise.
万国必因你将来一个后裔得福，这个后裔就是基督，就是 Messiah.
All the nations will be blessed because of your descendants, and this descendant is none other than the Messiah.
换句话说，亚伯拉罕，你将成为人类救主的祖先。
In other words, God is saying, Abraham, you will become the forefather of the Savior of all mankind.
顺服的第五个结果是亚伯拉罕有满足的喜乐。
The final or the fifth result of his obedience is that Abraham had the sufficient joy.
经文说亚伯拉罕带着他的儿子回到仆人那里去。
The Bible says that Abraham brought his son as they returned to his servant.
然后还是四个人，那个跟驴子一起走回家。
Then together, still four people with the donkey, they returned home.
我不知道亚伯拉罕在路上有没有告诉他的仆人刚才发生的事。
I do not know whether Abraham told his servant what happened earlier.
但我知道一件事，他的心充满着喜乐。
But what I know is that Abraham's heart was filled with joy.
他回顾刚才所发生的事。
He looked back to what happened.
他惊讶神给他那顺服的信心。
He marveled at the faith of obedience God gave him.
他思想神给他的是何等的应许。
He remembered that what God has given him was such a wonderful promise.
尤其弥赛亚将从你的儿子而出。
Especially the words that the Messiah will come from your son.
我想亚伯拉罕在路上呢，也是想，哎呀，既然是这样，我要如何为我的儿子以撒如何预备一个合神心意的妻子
？I think that on the way, Abraham pondered upon the promise of God and say, since great things will come to my family, what kind of a wife I should provide or prepare for my son,
以致他们能够产生敬虔的后裔
so that they can produce godly descendants,
成就神伟大救恩的计划
fulfilling the great plan of salvation of God.
弟兄姐妹，顺服神好不好？
brothers and sisters, is it good to obey God?
你看我们刚才讲的五个方面。
You see the five aspects we mentioned earlier.
我们现在讲信息的最后一个方面。
Now let's look at the final point of the message.
就是亚伯拉罕献上儿子的属灵意义。
And that is the spiritual meaning of offering up his son.
从人的角度，我们没办法理解，也没办法解释《创世纪》二十二章一到十四节的经文。
From man's perspective, we're not capable of explaining Genesis 22:1-14.
但是从新约的圣经我们知道。
But from the New Testament, we know.
亚伯拉罕这次的经历是一个属灵的预表。
The experience of Abraham as he offered up his son is a spiritual type.
亚伯拉罕预表圣父。
Abraham typified God.
羊羔预表耶稣基督。
And the ram typified Jesus Christ.
因羊羔替死，以撒得以存活。
Because the lamb substitute, Isaac was kept from being killed.
同样的，因着耶稣的替死，世人可以因相信他得着生命。
In the same manner, because of the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ, mankind who believe in Christ will be kept from death.
另外，以撒背上背着那柴，预表耶稣基督背着自己的十字架。
Besides, the word that Isaac bore on his shoulder typified the cross of Christ.
以撒的顺服预表耶稣基督对父神的顺服。
Isaac's obedience typified Jesus' obedience to God.
你问牧师为什么要强调以撒的顺服？
You say, Pastor, why do you emphasize Isaac's obedience?
回答是，若不是因为顺服，其实以撒有足够的力量跟他的父亲打架。
The answer is, if he did not obey, he could have fought with his father.
不要忘记，以撒当时是一个健壮的少年人。
Don't forget that Isaac then was already a very strong young man.
因为他能够肩膀上背着献燔祭的那么多的柴。
Because he could bear on his shoulder the woods for the burnt offering.
所以说明他的力气是蛮大的。
It showed that he was quite strong.
而当父亲将他绑起来的时候，他知道父亲要在做什么事。
When his father bound him, he realized what the father would do.
当父亲将他放在祭坛上的时候，
When his father put him on the altar,
他更可以说父亲够了。
He could say to his father, Father, enough.
但他让父亲绑着他。
But he allowed his father to bind him.
他让父亲将他放在祭坛上。
He let his father put him on the altar.
这说明他甘心乐意降服在父亲的旨意底下。
It showed that he willingly surrendered himself under the will of the father.
这预表着耶稣基督在克西马尼园的祷告。
Now this could typify Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane.
我们看这个圣经怎么说，耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告是，父啊，你若愿意就把这杯赐去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Let's see what the scripture say. In Jesus' prayer, he said, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
耶稣还说，父所赐给我的那杯，我岂可不喝吗？
Jesus also said, Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?
腓立比书第二章八节说，
Philippians 2 verse 8 says,
耶稣自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ humbled himself, and he humbled himself all the way to death and even death on the cross.
哦，主耶稣对天父是何等的顺服。
Oh, how obedient Jesus was to his father.
弟兄姐妹，上帝今天也呼召你和我。
Brothers and sisters, today God also called you and me.
他呼召你与我离开罪恶的生活。
He called you and me to depart from sinful living.
他呼召你和我来认识他的圣洁、公义跟全能。
He called you and me to recognize His holiness, His righteousness, and His power.
他呼召你与我来走顺服的道路、信心的道路。
He called you and me to walk on the path of obedience and faith.
他呼召你与我将身体当作活祭献上给神。
He called you and me to offer up our body as a living sacrifice to God.
最终他呼召你与我来分享他的爱。
And ultimately, he called you and me to share his love.
这个爱就是他在十字架上为着你的罪、为着我的罪、为着全人类的罪替死在十字架上。
This love is manifested on the cross when he died for you and my sin.And the sins of others in the world as he died on the cross.
保罗是一个明白神心意的人。
Paul is a man who knows the will of God.
在腓立比书第三章十节他说
In Philippians 3:10 he says,
我们来看这个圣经说，保罗的祷告是使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Paul said, I want you to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
弟兄姐妹，你真的爱主吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you truly love the Lord?
亚伯拉罕就是这样爱主的。
Abraham loved God.
保罗也是这样爱主的。
So is the Apostle Paul.
历代以来真正爱主的人都像这个圣经所说就是要这样爱主。
Throughout history, everyone who loves God lives like what this Bible verse says.
In Christ alone will I glory, though I could ride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed Glory, for only
兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜，时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710。3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710。朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您。下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。